Have you ever seen one of these before?
Wow.
What is this?
A light stick?
Light stick, glow stick, you're right. How does that work? How does it give off light? I bet you there's a battery inside.
No, there's liquid.
See that?
There's a battery in here.
There's
that
liquids
look like
inside.
A battery.
There's no liquid, right? There's liquid inside.
Could be a
it's glowing.
Battery.
You know what? Today we want to talk about how does that work? It looks like there's chemicals inside.
Yeah.
And my question is, how do they dump chemicals inside? And then when you break, and what are you breaking? So we asked a scientist in a laboratory to open one of these up, and here's what she got out for us. When she opened one up, she found that there's a glass part. Can you see that glass part there?
Yeah.
And there's a chemical inside.
Yeah.
And out of the plastic part here, she got this liquid. It's when these two liquids mix that we give off light. And that's an indication of a chemical reaction taking place.
Is the bottle glowing?
It looks like the bottle's glowing, but it's not until this liquid mixes. So look at these. You may have seen these at an amusement park or a baseball game, right? We have to be very, very careful because there's a glass rod down in here. And now you need to break that inside and go ahead and do that. Let's see if we can make our light sticks work. Ready? Can you hear it snapping as we pull it across?
Yeah, you can hear it like the glass break.
Oh, yeah. You can hear it break inside. Look at this. Starting to glow, and we broke that off. Can you feel that inside?
Whoa!
You got it over there. So that's a chemical reaction taking place. Can you think of something in nature that's close to that? What's in nature that's close to this?
A rainbow.
Your rainbow gives off color, but a firefly gives off chemiluminescence. That's what we would call
what?
This.
Chemiluminescence?
Chemicals, you're right. We got chemicals that are mixing together. If it happens in nature with an insect, it's called bioluminescence for like biology. But this is chemiluminescence. Now, the neatest thing that I discovered was this. Police even use this glowing liquid to track down blood at the crime scene. And one of the things that makes the glowing liquid work is iron. Not like a nail, but iron that's in solution, like little ions of iron, tiny, tiny little particles.
Like the stuff you need to grow and all that?
You got it. So you got iron in your blood. So if there was blood at a crime scene and they cleaned it up, they could come across with some of this powder and rub it all over and be able to see if it starts to glow. So let's try that. Let's dim our lights and let me put some of the powder down inside. All right, and let's add some of that iron here. We're gonna simulate that blood at the crime scene.
Oh, cool.
Can you start to see some of that glowing?
It's really glowing.
You can, can't you? Here, let me put my hand around it. Can
Is
you
there
start
blood
to see?
There?
Wow.
There's not. I just simulated it, but that's what they're actually using at the crime scene. And let me mix it around here. So it's called chemiluminescence. I think it's called liquid light, because isn't that what it really is? It looks like liquid light. Come back here into the workshop, and let me show you my liquid light stand. Come on back. What did we learn about this week? We learned about
chemicals.
We learned about chemicals and the light that's produced in our chemiluminescent reaction.
Wow!
We'll see you next week.
Look at it's foaming there.
It is. It's starting here and starting to work its way down, isn't it?